97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
I want to compliment your show on how fair and level-headed everything you guys talk about.
Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
Maybe what we need from a conservative standpoint is...
The Mark Cox Morning Show.
I respect that. We don't agree.
Listen to both sides.
This...
Let's get it on.
...is the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Today is the day we're going to find out. We'll find out in an hour and a half. But at around 8:30 today, the Missouri Supreme Court's going to decide if Amendment 3 gets to stay on the ballot. Of course, lots of prayers are going up this morning that the court upholds Judge Limbaugh's decision on this, that it was an overreaching and illegal document that got certified for the ballot to begin with on the abortion issue. Abortion on demand up until birth in the state of Missouri. That may get kicked off the ballot today, or it may not. If you were listening earlier, we had former Senator John Lamping on. He thinks it's got a 50-50 chance today of being declared improper and being removed from the ballot. I don't have that much confidence in the Missouri Supreme Court, but we should know something by midday because today is the deadline, right? They have to decide on the language that's on the ballots by today.
Yeah, he said, I think, greater than 50-50 odds. So he thinks the Supreme Court will say this cannot remain on the ballot. And I feel the same way. I think that's what's going to happen. I think this is going to be a big victory. I don't want to celebrate before anything has been done, but I am really hoping and praying right now that the right decision is made.
Maybe it's because they've disappointed me so many times. The Missouri Supreme Court, that is. They've let me down so many times, I have a hard time believing that today is the day that Lucy will actually hold the football and I'll be able to kick it. That, in other words, they've left me laying on my back flat like Charlie Brown so many times that I have lost faith in their ability to get this done.
Well, it's the saying, what, fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice, yeah. Shame on... It's like, yeah, it's hard when you feel like they've let you down in the past to be hopeful about something like this.
They were handed a list of, 35 ethical violations by Kim Gardner, and they still let her keep her law license. So that tells you the caliber of the people you're dealing with on the Missouri Supreme Court. We'll see what happens. Of course, we'll be covering that for you. We're talking about the debate that is tonight. We're going to be at the debate watch party. Of course, we'll be breaking it all down for you tomorrow morning. We'll be live in Eureka with the show tomorrow, starting at 5 a.m., just like normal, live from 5 until 9 outside of Chickenelli's in downtown Eureka. You're welcome to come out, hang out with us, have some breakfast, because it's outstanding. I understand there may be a Mark Cox Show special on the menu for tomorrow.
We know that includes biscuits and gravy then.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And if it's not on the menu, it'll be an off-menu item probably that you can order. But we're going to have a good time tomorrow. Looking forward to seeing all the fine folks in Eureka and supporting the Focus Marine Foundation. They help people in the military transition back to civilian life from all branches of the military. And we always appreciate what they do. Coming up, we're going to get to 2A Tuesday. We talked to our friends from The Range this morning. They've got a big customer appreciation day coming up this weekend. I want to let you know about that. Todd Pyro from Fox and Friends First is here in just a moment as well. But right now, Ethan is in for Carl today. Ethan, let's get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Well, in a late development today, Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft said he is decertifying that ballot measure after that judge's ruling that amendment was defective. That may not have much of an impact if tomorrow the Supreme Court rules that the judge's ruling on Friday was invalid and interpreted the law improperly.
Yeah, that's just part of the story here. They're trying to have Jay Ashcroft, Secretary of State, held in contempt of court for pulling something off the ballot that a judge deemed was put there in error. So it's going to be high stakes at the Missouri Supreme Court.
In the original people who are still there, no such heart disease.
Wow.
No such high blood pressure. Well, what happened? 400 years of slavery happen.
I just want to let that float out there for a minute. Kamala Harris believes that people who are related to slaves have high blood pressure because of what their ancestors went through 150 years ago. Just let that soak in.
My mother's family, her father's 8 brothers, parents, sister, died because of that rhetoric.
Yeah. Alejandro Mayorkas wanting you to believe that... that because Donald Trump thinks there's something wrong with illegal immigration, Alejandro Mayorkas' relatives died as a result of similar thinking. This is what you're dealing with.
Taxpayer-funded gender transition surgeries for detained migrants. She actually said she supported that.
She wrote and answered in the affirmative when she was asked this.
Wow. Just so you know, and we will continue to point these things out, although I think we have a very educated listener base here on 97.1 when it comes to Kamala Harris's former positions versus what she will stand on a debate stage and try to lie about tonight. You need to understand just how radical this candidate is. It's important. It's important because you're going to be talking to relatives who's going to say, but she's changed her position. I heard they have to listen to Dana Bash say that this weekend. She has evolved on some of these issues.
Evolved?
Yeah, evolved. Like they run interference for her is what they do. So on a lot of the networks are reporting it. Certainly Fox is reporting it. But it's important to pat CNN on the back when they actually come out and report the facts of where Kamala Harris used to be on a lot of these positions, including illegal aliens, and just how radically left she was in 2019. In her own words, she filled out a candidate questionnaire for the ACLU, I believe it was, and they asked her how she felt about the detention of migrants and what should happen to those migrants. And, of course, she wanted to defund ICE, and she bragged about that. Listen to CNN and Aaron Burnett. Aaron Burnett almost can't believe what she's hearing in this soundbite. So listen to this.
She said on immigration, she made this open-ended pledge to end immigrant detention. She said she supported taxpayer-funded gender transition surgeries for detained migrants. She also said she supported...
Taxpayer-funded gender transition surgeries for detained migrants. She actually said she supported that.
She wrote and... answered in the affirmative when she was asked this. Oh. And she said she also supported it for federal prisoners. Now, she also pledged to slash immigration detention by 50%, close all family and private facilities, and decrease funding for ICE, and then end ICE detainers with local law enforcement.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. If she somehow were to be elected, you know that she would flip-flop, because if she were to crack down on immigration, I feel like there would be some pushback.
Well,
I would like to think most people realize something needs to be done at the border at this point, but she's going to cave easily. And I mean, we even played the clip that you shared the other day, Mark, from Bernie Sanders talking about how Kamala Harris at this point is really just saying whatever she needs to make sure that she gets elected when it comes to policy.
And anybody who votes, who's going to vote for her just because they hate Donald Trump and knows nothing about her, you've got to listen to what she's told you. She's been in politics for 30 years. From the time of her first political appointment by her boyfriend, the then 60-year-old mayor of San Francisco, when she was 29 years old, she's now 60. She's got a 30-year track record of how far left you can be on positions. And she was left of Bernie Sanders on all of these positions, which is why he's perfectly comfortable voting for her for president, because he knows as soon as she's in office, she'll try to institute all of the same things she ran on in 2020. Gender transition surgeries for illegal aliens who come to this country. She thinks your taxpayer dollars should go for gender transition surgeries, just like she thinks federal prisoners should be able to transition on the taxpayer dime instead of being incarcerated in a mental health facility for whatever in their brain leads them to believe they're a member of the opposite sex, despite their chromosomes. I mean, honestly, that's where she is. It's why this is so important that it was reported on CNN, of all places. A lot of people have picked up on this morning, but CNN listeners need to hear this crap. And they need to know that going into the debate tonight, because she's going to lie about all of this. I hope Trump brings this stuff up in the debate tonight and see if the moderators are worth their salt as journalists and really challenge her on these issues. Why would you think then that it's okay for a United States taxpayer to pay for gender transition surgeries for somebody who's not even a citizen of this country, and on top of that, kicked in the front door and broke in? Why is that okay? And wait and see how she word salads her way out of that one. I'd be anxious to know. I wonder what Todd Pyro thinks of all of this. Chances are they've been reporting on that very story this morning. We're going to get to Todd coming up. We got 2A Tuesday and Kim on a Whim at about 7:45. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, the guy who should be moderating tonight's debate, it is Todd Pyro.
Am I moderate enough?
It's a fair question.
I mean, and I'm not even saying like Democrat or Republican, but I have a tendency to fly off the handle. But usually that's just on Sunday afternoons.
Yeah. But you would say, wait a minute, Mr. Vice President, could you please answer the question? Do you want to provide sex transition surgery to illegal aliens on taxpayer dollars?
Let me answer using a Venn diagram.
Well, you guys have been doing this all morning, haven't you? I'm just coming in late here. You guys have been rocking this for hours at this point. Here's how I would moderate this thing. Which one of you will make an executive action that makes the Giants not as bad as they are in football?
Oh, wow.
And whatever person does that is like, I will lead them with good questions, and I will purposely go after the other candidate. I don't even care who it is. That's how I'm upset.
We're going to have a 30-second dance-off, and we're going to see who wins. I think that's what should be part of tonight's debate.
So you definitely were born in the age and came of age in the age where people settle things vis-a-vis like big dance-offs, like Bring It On started Kirsten Dunst and stuff like that. I get it.
Yeah. I loved Bring It On. You know what, though? Sadly, some people would probably vote for a candidate based on that because they'd be like, he or she is so relatable. I just feel like it's the kind of person I could grab a drink with.
Yeah, I'm so far past the beer test. Like, there are a lot of people at this point that I love having beers with. I really don't want them running the country.
Yeah.
Amen.
Like Donald Trump, be brutally honest, he is not having a beer with us because he doesn't drink.
Todd, I think personally that you've just outed yourself as a Kamala Harris fan because she is the only candidate running who would support equity of all NFL teams. Like, they all have to have exactly the same caliber of talent.
Now, I see where you're going with this, but I actually have a talking point on this. Has nothing to do with tonight, or maybe it does. Here's my take. Since the advent of the salary cap in football, hockey, and basketball, and the luxury tax in baseball, how many championships, save for two wacky catches that the Giants made, have the New York metropolitan area teams won? Keeping in mind, we have the most money, we should be able to spend that money, and there shouldn't be equity. The answer is one. And
wow,
it's the 2009 Yankees championship. Yankees, not a lot since they did the luxury tax. The Giants, again, you remove those two ridiculous circus catches that shouldn't have happened. Giants don't have any Super Bowls. And we all know hockey teams haven't had any Stanley Cups and the basketball teams. But the point is, I blame the left. I blame the left for this. They brought equity to sports. They wanted a level playing field so that every team could have a shot. And my teams are the ones that suffered. So, again, I will be picking a president that undoes that and makes the New York teams win all the time. We'll throw a few into the Cardinals. I like the Cardinals.
Yeah, I bet Trump's a huge New York sports team fan, right? Because he lived there his whole life.
But maybe he switched to the Florida teams. You never know. Stephen Ross, the Dolphins owner, is a big Trump guy. You just don't know.
Huh. I don't know either. I'm gonna. It's going to be a little bit of high drama tonight. Honestly, though, for so on a serious note,
do you think
this is make or break for either of them or not?
I thought about the answer to that question because nobody's asked me that yet, shockingly, because I've been the one doing the asking.
Yeah.
And I hate to shoot it down. I don't think it's going to be Biden-esque make or break.
Okay.
I think there could be some nuances that could hurt Kamala with a few voters, provided Trump stays on message and doesn't act like a you-know-what. But in this election, all you need is a few voters in those swing states. And if he's able to convince them, I think he'll have a good night. He needs to use his five iron tonight because Kamala needs to drive the green on every hole.
That's a good point. I love that analogy. Great sports analogy.
Thanks. Thanks,
yeah,
buddy.
Fantastic,
thanks,
buddy. Man.
I'm trying. How about you? What do you think?
I don't think it's going to be a knockout for either one of them. I really don't. But he's just got to make sure he doesn't lose his temper with her.
I think it could slow down her momentum. I think her momentum already is slowing down
just a little bit,
the honeymoon phase, so to speak. But I think this could be another...
Well, for all those people in the St. Louis area who are insomniacs and will be up at 3 a.m. your time tomorrow, that's when our show will come on. 4 a.m. East Coast, 3 a.m. your time for full coverage of the debate. So, St. Louis, hook me up.
Tune in. All right. Todd, thanks, brother. We'll talk to you.
Have a great week.
All right. Take care. Todd Pyro, Fox and Friends first. Coming up, it is 2A Tuesday. Some interesting stuff out of David Hogg yesterday talking about confiscating your weapons. We're going to be back in just a minute.
If you ban them in the future, the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size. If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
Put that double barrel shotgun and fire two blasts outside the house.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
This is 2A Tuesday, brought to you by the Range St. Louis West.
In case you were wondering, that voice you heard was David Hogg, and yesterday they had him on CNN reacting to the shooting in Georgia at that high school, and you know, he's a big gun grabber. He was at Parkland when that shooting happened, and he's used that shooting to propel himself to be a spokesperson for the gun-grabbing left, although the Parkland case was a far cry from fitting the narrative of the want to get your guns crowd. It wasn't. It was a kid that was transferred around to high school, shuffled around under an Obama-era policy, should never have been in those schools to begin with, and then goes in and shoots it up, right? He should have been in jail long before that. It was just a great example of what not to do. But yesterday, this guy's claiming that he supports Kamala Harris for that reason, because he wants her to buy back guns insanely that you didn't buy from the government to begin with. How can the government buy back something from me that they didn't give me to begin with? It's crazy. But I wanted you to hear that because David Hogg is out there pushing that agenda again. And it's part of the Kamala Harris agenda. And I hope they ask her some of those questions tonight at the debate. I don't know if David Muir or ABC will go there or not. But what is your take on AR-15s? And she's going to say, we need to ban them and we need to buy them back and get them off the street. People need to hear that. They need to hear that out of her mouth tonight. So we'll see what happens. We're going to be covering all that for you tomorrow morning, of course, when we have the show live down in Eureka. And you'll have an opportunity to come out then and visit with us tomorrow morning and have a great time. Sue's going to be down there with us. Kim and I will be down there. And we are going. Bo Matthews is going to make an appearance, I understand.
Really? Well, that's exciting.
Not too early, but he is going to come over there. So we're very excited about that. There's another place you can come and spend some time with me, and that's coming up this weekend at the Range St. Louis West. I've got Liz Starks on the phone from the Range. Liz, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for giving me a few minutes this morning. I wanted to let people know once again about the Customer Appreciation Day coming up on the 14th, which will be this Saturday, I think, starting at what, 9 in the morning?
Yeah, you got it. 9 to 5 all day.
So tell me a little bit about what people can expect. Is it true that John Henderson is forcing you to go in the dunking booth instead of him?
Absolutely. Yes, me and Phil will both be in the dunk tank at some point throughout the day.
I remember being out there, I don't know if it was last year or the year before. I don't think they had the dunking booth last year or the year before. And Phil was completely safe when I was firing softballs at that thing because I could not manage to hit it. And then I watched some little kid walk up. Well, it wasn't too little, but it was a kid. And the first throw, he dunks Phil in the dunk tank. So that was awesome.
Yeah. And here's the secret. You can always just, you know, if throwing the balls isn't working, you could just go up and just hit it with your
Well, hopefully the warmer weather will stick around through the weekend and you guys aren't out there in this cooler weather getting dunked all the time. So I love the fact that the range does this. It's hard for me to believe you guys have been around for as long as you have now. Is this 7 years or eight?
No, this is nine, actually.
Nine.
This is my ninth annual.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Time flies when you're having fun. So give people an idea of what all you guys have planned for Saturday.
Sure. So customer appreciation is definitely about us giving back. And to just kind of highlight that, we are a year-round collector for Forces for Food, but we really try to highlight it on customer appreciation. So if our people who show up for customer appreciation, if they want to bring in some non-perishable items, and this is up to customer appreciation, you can get a raffle ticket for each item you bring in, up to five per day, and that will enter you to win a CR920P, a Shadow System CR920P. It is a fantastic concealed carry gun, and aside from that, just donating to such a great cause is a fantastic idea. So we also have special buys, lots of discounts on, we got some shotguns on sale, some suppressor cleaning kits and some ARs. We got discounts on lots of other things, free lanes all day, free food. We got some free classes going on as well all day. You already mentioned the dunk tank and we got lots of things.
Yeah, and there's stuff for kids to do there. Obviously, it's to give back and show appreciation for the customers that have shown up. And if you are somebody who supports the Second Amendment, which a lot of my listeners do, your friends from Gun Owners of America are going to be there, and you have an opportunity to go in and listen to their presentation on what they do and why it's so important. I thought that was fantastic last year.
Yeah, and Alex Shea, he's with the GOA, and he'll be here giving a spiel on challenges to our Second Amendment Preservation Act, which is a big deal in Missouri, and he'll be here to discuss those things. And if you've ever met Alex, he was here last year as well, and he is just a fantastic individual, and he just screams freedom. So you really got to at least just come and meet him and definitely hear what he has to say.
Yeah. Alex is a force of nature. I've had him in here in the studio before in the past. And I mean, he's somebody that you want on your side for sure. He's fantastic. I love that. And I will point out, and I don't know if you heard Liz say it right then or not, you don't have to wait till Saturday. If you want to go donate canned items, canned food items for the shelter, for the pantry, you can go drop those off even now and still get a ticket for the drawing, right?
Yep, absolutely. You can get up to five per day. So every item that you bring in, you'll get one ticket for. Put your information on that and enter it into the drawing. And we'll do the drawing that day, Customer Appreciation Day, and we'll do it on Facebook Live and everything so you don't have to be there to win. But yeah, we'll announce on Facebook.
Yep. Well, it's coming up this Saturday starting at 9 a.m. I'm going to be there. Charles was nice enough to give me a table inside in case it's 100 degrees out Saturday. So the 97.1 table will be inside. I'll have some swag out there for people as well. And looking forward to seeing everyone. Liz Starks, thanks for your time this morning. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Mark. Appreciate it.
I'll see you Saturday.
All right.
All right. Good. Thank you. Liz, of course, one of the training managers out at the Range St. Louis West, 14803 Manchester Road in Baldwin. And you can always shop at therangestl.com. And it ought to be a lot of fun on Saturday.
Hopefully you have good weather.
Well, come on out, Kim. I know you got nothing else going on.
You know, you're right. I have had nothing going on the last 3 months. It's been pretty quiet.
I'm just
in teasing. My house.
You know that. I know that. We're going to have a lot going on tonight because we're going to be at the debate watch party. We'll have a lot going on tomorrow morning because we're live in Eureka. Hopefully you can come out and enjoy some of that. And coming up, we're going to get to Kim on a whim. What are we talking about today?
Well, we have to discuss this whole situation with Tyreek Hill.
Yes.
The Dolphins player on his way to the first game of the season on Sunday. gets pulled over, arrested. Of course, video is taken of that arrest. That's gone viral and led to an officer being placed on leave. The race card's getting thrown out there now. There's a lot to unpack here.
Yep. Well, that's coming up next.
Kim on a whim.
Kim on a whim is proudly brought to you by Missouri Brush Control. Enjoy your land the way you've always dreamed of. Learn more at MissouriBrushControl.com.
This whole video of the Tyreek Hill traffic stop has gone completely viral. So police just released, a lot of body camera footage from this whole situation. He was on his way to the Dolphins' first game of the season on Sunday. He's pulled over. Apparently, he was pulled over for reckless driving and speeding. They see that he doesn't have his seatbelt on, and they start questioning him and trying to tell him to do things, and he's not listening. And I want to play some of the video for you from police.
Hey, don't knock on my window like that, man.
Why don't you have your seatbelt on?
Don't knock on my window like that.
Why don't you have your seatbelt on?
Knock on my window like that, no.
Like what?
Don't knock on my window like that.
Why you have it up?
Don't knock on my window like that.
Why you have it up? I have to knock to let you know I'm here.
Don't knock
that
on
way
my
you can
window.
Lower it and talk
just
to you.
Just get my ticket, bro, so I can go. I'm finna be late, gang. Do what you gotta do.
Keep it down. Hey! Keep your window down. Hey, keep your window down.
Don't tell me what.
Keep your window down, I'm gonna get you out of the car. As a matter of fact, get out of the car.
Hold on.
Get out of the car.
Give me that, I'm gonna break that freaking window.
Get out of the car.
I'm gonna get out.
Get out of the car right now. We're not playing this game. Get out.
Get out.
All right. So at this point, they get Tyreek Hill out of the car, put him on the ground, and place him in handcuffs.
Right.
Everything about that screams what you should not do if a police officer pulls you over. He was obnoxious to the cop. He was uncooperative. He repeated 15 times, don't knock on my window. Mm-hmm. But he rolled the window back up and refused to put it back down. I don't care that it's a $1 million McLaren you're driving. If I'm a cop and you've got tinted windows and I can't see where your hands are or whether or not you are getting a gun out, I'm opening the door and dragging your butt out of the car.
Right, and he was absolutely disrespectful to the cop. In fact, he's quoted here in this article saying, I wasn't disrespectful because my mom didn't raise me that way. Well, absolutely.
But you can hear him.
He was disrespectful, and he was refusing to answer the officer who was trying to tell him, keep your window down. And that is just a common thing that an officer, if your window is still up when they try to walk up to your car after they've pulled you over, they're going to knock on it.
Yeah. Well,
now he's bringing race into the card, by the way. He's saying, I don't want to bring race into it, but sometimes, you know, I have to wonder if I weren't in the NFL, would things have played out differently? Would I have been shot and killed?
If you ban him in the future, the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size? If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
Put that double barrel shotgun and fire two blasts outside the house.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
This is 2A Tuesday, brought to you by the Range St. Louis West.
In case you were wondering, that voice you heard was David Hogg. And yesterday they had him on CNN reacting to the shooting in Georgia at that high school. And you know, he's a big gun grabber. He was at Parkland when that shooting happened. And he's used that shooting to propel himself to be a spokesperson for the gun grabbing left. Although the Parkland case was a far cry from fitting the narrative of the want to get your guns crowd. It wasn't. It was a kid that was transferred around to high school, shuffled around under an Obama-era policy, should never have been in those schools to begin with, and then goes in and shoots it up, right? He should have been in jail long before that. It was just a great example of what not to do. But yesterday, this guy's claiming that he supports Kamala Harris for that reason, because he wants her to buy back guns insanely that you didn't buy from the government to begin with. How can the government buy back something from me that they didn't give me to begin with? It's crazy. But I wanted you to hear that because David Hogg is out there pushing that agenda again. And it's part of the Kamala Harris agenda. And I hope they ask her some of those questions tonight at the debate. I don't know if David Muir or ABC will go there or not. But what is your take on AR-15s? and she's going to say, we need to ban them and we need to buy them back and get them off the street. People need to hear that. They need to hear that out of her mouth tonight. So we'll see what happens. We're going to be covering all that for you tomorrow morning, of course, when we have the show live down in Eureka, and you'll have an opportunity to come out then and visit with us tomorrow morning and have a great time. Sue's going to be down there with us. Kim and I'll be down there, and we are going. Bo Matthews is going to make an appearance, I understand.
Really? Well, that's exciting.
Not too early, but he is going to come over there. So we're very excited about that. There's another place you can come and spend some time with me, and that's coming up this weekend at the Range St. Louis West. I've got Liz Starks on the phone from the Range. Liz, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for giving me a few minutes this morning. I wanted to let people know once again about the Customer Appreciation Day coming up on the 14th, which will be this Saturday, I think, starting at what, 9 in the morning?
Yeah, you got it. 9 to 5 all day.
So tell me a little bit about what people can expect. Is it true that John Henderson is forcing you to go in the dunking booth instead of him?
Absolutely. Yes, me and Phil will both be in the dunk tank at some point throughout the day.
I remember being out there, I don't know if it was last year or the year before. I don't think they had the dunking booth last year or the year before. And Phil was completely safe when I was firing softballs at that thing because I could not manage to hit it. And then I watched some little kid walk up. Well, it wasn't too little, but it was a kid. And the first throw, he dunks Phil in the dunk tank. So that was awesome.
Yeah. And here's the secret. You can always just, you know, if throwing the balls isn't working, you could just go up and just hit it with your
Well, hopefully the warmer weather will stick around through the weekend and you guys aren't out there in this cooler weather getting dunked all the time. So I love the fact that the Range does this. It's hard for me to believe you guys have been around for as long as you have now. Is this 7 years or eight?
No, this is nine, actually.
Nine.
This is my ninth annual.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Time flies when you're having fun. So give people an idea what all you guys have planned for Saturday.
Sure. So customer appreciation is definitely about us giving back. And to just kind of highlight that, we are a year-round collector for Forces for Food, but we really try to highlight it on customer appreciation. So if our people who show up for customer appreciation, if they want to bring in some non-perishable items, and this is up to customer appreciation, you can get a raffle ticket for each item you bring in, up to 5 per day, and that will enter you to win a CR920P, a Shadow System CR920P. It is a fantastic concealed carry gun, and aside from that, just donating to such a great cause is a fantastic idea, so... we also have special buys, lots of discounts on, we got some shotguns on sale, some suppressor cleaning kits and some ARs. We got discounts on lots of other things, free lanes all day, free food. We got some free classes going on as well all day. You already mentioned the dunk tank and we got lots of things.
Yeah, and there's stuff for kids to do there. Obviously, it's to give back and show appreciation for the customers that have shown up. And if you are somebody who supports the Second Amendment, which a lot of my listeners do, your friends from Gun Owners of America are going to be there, and you have an opportunity to go in and listen to their presentation on what they do and why it's so important. I thought that was fantastic last year.
Yeah, and Alex Shea, he's with the GOA, and he'll be here giving a spiel on challenges to our Second Amendment Preservation Act, which is a big deal in Missouri, and he'll be here to discuss those things. And if you've ever met Alex, he was here last year as well, and he is just a fantastic individual, and he just screams freedom. So you really got to at least just come and meet him and definitely hear what he has to say.
Yeah. So. Alex is a force of nature. I've had him in here in the studio before in the past. And I mean, he's somebody that you want on your side for sure. He's fantastic. I love that. And I will point out, and I don't know if you heard Liz say it right then or not, you don't have to wait till Saturday. If you want to go donate canned items, canned food items for the shelter, for the pantry, you can go drop those off even now and still get a ticket for the drawing, right?
Yep, absolutely. You can get up to 5 per day. So every item that you bring in, you'll get one ticket for. Put your information on that and enter it into the drawing. And we'll do the drawing that day, Customer Appreciation Day, and we'll do it on Facebook Live and everything, so you don't have to be there to win. But yeah, we'll announce on Facebook.
Yep. Well, it's coming up this Saturday starting at 9 a.m. I'm going to be there. Charles was nice enough to give me a table inside in case it's 100 degrees out Saturday. So the 97.1 table will be inside. I'll have some swag out there for people as well. And looking forward to seeing everyone. Liz Starks, thanks for your time this morning. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Mark. Appreciate it.
I'll see you Saturday.
All right.
All right. Good. Thank you. Liz, of course, one of the training managers out at the Range, St. Louis West, 14803 Manchester Road in Baldwin. And you can always shop at therangestl.com. And it ought to be a lot of fun on Saturday.
Hopefully you have good weather.
Well, come on out, Kim. I know you got nothing else going on.
You know, you're right. I have had nothing going on the last 3 months. It's been pretty quiet.
I'm just
in teasing. My house.
You know that. I know that. We're going to have a lot going on tonight because we're going to be at the debate watch party. We'll have a lot going on tomorrow morning because we're live in Eureka. Hopefully you can come out and enjoy some of that. And coming up, we're going to get to Kim on a whim. What are we talking about today?
Well, we have to discuss this whole situation with Tyreek Hill.
Yes.
The Dolphins player on his way to the first game of the season on Sunday gets pulled over, arrested. Of course, video is taken of that arrest. That's gone viral and led to an officer being placed on leave. The race card's getting thrown out there now. There's a lot to unpack here.
Yep. Well, that's coming up next.
Kim on a whim.
Kim on a whim is proudly brought to you by Missouri Brush Control. Enjoy your land the way you've always dreamed of. Learn more at MissouriBrushControl.com.
This whole video of the Tyreek Hill traffic stop has gone completely viral. So police just released, a lot of body camera footage from this whole situation. He was on his way to the Dolphins' first game of the season on Sunday. He's pulled over. Apparently, he was pulled over for reckless driving and speeding. They see that he doesn't have his seatbelt on, and they start questioning him and trying to tell him to do things, and he's not listening. And I want to play some of the video for you from police.
Hey, don't knock on my window like that, man.
Why don't you have your seatbelt on?
Don't knock on my window like that, though.
Like what?
Don't knock on my window like that.
Why you have it up?
Don't knock on my window like that.
Why you have it up? I have to knock to let you know I'm here.
Don't knock
that
on
way
my
you can
window.
Lower it and talk
just
to you.
Just get my ticket, bro, so I can go. I'm finna be late, gang. Do what you gotta do.
Keep it down. Hey!
Keep your window down.
Hey, keep your window down.
Don't tell me what.
Keep your window down, I'm gonna get you out of the car. As a matter of fact, get out of the car.
Hold on.
Get out of the car.
Give me up, I'm gonna break that freaking window.
Get out of the car.
I'm finna get out.
Get out of the car right now. We're not playing this game. Get out.
Get out.
All right. So at this point, they get Tyreek Hill out of the car, put him on the ground, and place him in handcuffs.
Right.
Everything about that screams what you should not do if a police officer pulls you over. He was obnoxious to the cop. He was uncooperative. He repeated 15 times, "Don't knock on my window." Mm-hmm. But he rolled the window back up and refused to put it back down. I don't care that it's a million-dollar McLaren you're driving. If I'm a cop and you've got tinted windows and I can't see where your hands are or whether or not you are getting a gun out, I'm opening the door and dragging your butt out of the car.
Right, and he was absolutely disrespectful to the cop. In fact, he's quoted here in this article saying, "I wasn't disrespectful because my mom didn't raise me that way." Well, absolutely.
But you can hear him.
He was disrespectful, and he was refusing to answer the officer who was trying to tell him, "Keep your window down." And that is just a common thing that an officer, if your window is still up when they try to walk up to your car after they've pulled you over, they're going to knock on it.
Yeah. Well,
now he's bringing race into the card, by the way. He's saying, "I don't want to bring race into it, but sometimes, you know, I have to wonder if I weren't in the NFL, would things have played out differently? Would I have been shot and killed?"
The officer was Hispanic.
The officer is now on leave, by the way.
That officer was Hispanic. What is he claiming now that Hispanics have? I mean, I thought that was a black and white issue.
I don't know. This is going to be interesting. He was officially not charged. He was given, a traffic citation. They're saying he was temporarily detained and then released.
Because he was driving in a manner in which was putting himself and others in great risk of danger. Now, I know he's in I don't know how much McLaren's cost. Are they $1 million? He's driving this flashy sports car. I don't know, was he weaving in and out of traffic? Was he speeding? They pulled him over, and he immediately got attitude with them. You can't do that. be nice, get your ticket, and go on to work.
He arguably had privilege by them letting him go because he's an NFL star and I had a game to go to.
Yeah, any of the rest of us would probably have spent the evening in the jail there in Miami, but
that
they let him go.
But that won't be talked about. It's the race card, right?
No. I'm sorry. I'm not going to listen. The brief clip that somebody took on their phone and released made it look like it just showed the part where he was dragged out of the car and the officer put his knee on his back. Do you see the arms on this guy?
Yeah.
He's huge.
By the way, the video you're referring to, I believe, was from his teammates. His teammates were, I guess, on the way to the game, too, saw him getting pulled over, and they started recording, and then they, too, were handcuffed at one point.
Well, because they wouldn't back off when the cops told them to step back.
They were not complying either. Exactly.
There's a great Chris Rock video you should Google out there on what not to do when the cops pull you over. Tyreek Hill needs to watch that because he didn't do it. He did the exact opposite. I don't feel a bit sorry for him on that. And race had nothing to do with it. He was just being a jerk is what was happening. Coming up, we're going to talk more about this deal in the U.S. steel industry. Does it affect folks over here in Granite City? We're going to be back in just a minute.
Get more at 971talk.com. Kim on a whim.
Kim on a whim is proudly brought to you by Missouri Brush Control. Enjoy your land the way you've always dreamed of. Learn more at MissouriBrushControl.com.
This whole video of the Tyreek Hill traffic stop has gone completely viral. So police just released, a lot of body camera footage from this whole situation. He was on his way to the Dolphins' first game of the season on Sunday. He's pulled over. Apparently, he was pulled over for reckless driving and speeding. They see that he doesn't have his seatbelt on, and they start questioning him and trying to tell him to do things, and he's not listening. And I want to play some of the video for you from police.
Hey, don't knock on my window like that, man. Why don't you have your seatbelt on?
Don't knock on my window like that, though.
Like what?
Don't knock on my window like that.
Why you have it up?
Don't knock on my window like that.
Why you have it up? I have to knock to let you know I'm here.
Don't knock
that
on
way
my
you can
window.
Lower it and talk
just
to you.
Just get my ticket, bro, so I can go. I'm finna be late, gang. Do what you gotta do.
Keep it down. Hey! Keep your window down. Hey, keep your window down.
Don't tell me what.
Keep your window down. I'm going to get you out of the car. As a matter of fact, get out of the car.
Hold on.
Get out of the car.
Give me up. I'm going to break that freaking window.
Get out of the car.
I'm going to get out.
Get out of the car right now. We're not playing this game. Get out.
Get out.
All right. So at this point, they get Tyreek Hill out of the car, put him on the ground, and place him in handcuffs.
Right.
Everything about that screams what you should not do if a police officer pulls you over. He was obnoxious to the cop. He was uncooperative. He repeated 15 times, don't knock on my window. Mm-hmm. But he rolled the window back up and refused to put it back down. I don't care that it's a million-dollar McLaren you're driving. If I'm a cop and you've got tinted windows and I can't see where your hands are or whether or not you are getting a gun out, I'm opening the door and dragging your butt out of the car.
Right, and he was absolutely disrespectful to the cop. In fact, he's quoted here in this article saying, I wasn't disrespectful because my mom didn't raise me that way. Well, absolutely.
But you can hear him.
He was disrespectful, and he was refusing to answer the officer who was trying to tell him, keep your window down. And that is just a common thing that an officer, if your window is still up when they try to walk up to your car after they've pulled you over, they're going to knock on it.
Yeah. Well,
now he's bringing race into the card, by the way. He's saying, I don't want to bring race into it, but sometimes, you know, I have to wonder if I weren't in the NFL, would things have played out differently? Would I have been shot and killed?
The officer was Hispanic.
The officer's now on leave, by the way.
That officer was Hispanic. What is he claiming now that Hispanics have? I mean, I thought that was a black and white issue.
I don't know. This is going to be interesting. He was officially not charged. He was given, a traffic citation. They're saying he was temporarily detained and then released.
Because he was driving in a manner in which was putting himself and others in great risk of danger. Now, I know he's in I don't know how much McLaren's cost. Are they $1 million? He's driving this flashy sports car. I don't know. Was he weaving in and out of traffic? Was he speeding? They pulled him over, and he immediately got attitude with them. You can't do that. be nice, get your ticket, and go on to work.
He arguably had privilege by them letting him go because he's an NFL star and I had a game to go to.
Yeah, any of the rest of us would probably have spent the evening in the jail there in Miami, but
that
they let him go.
But that won't be talked about. It's the race card, right?
No. I'm sorry. I'm not going to listen. The brief clip that somebody took on their phone and released made it look like it just showed the part where he was dragged out of the car and the officer put his knee on his back. Do you see the arms on this guy?
Yeah.
He's huge.
By the way, the video you're referring to, I believe, was from his teammates. His teammates were, I guess, on the way to the game, too, saw him getting pulled over, and they started recording, and then they, too, were handcuffed at one point.
Well, because they wouldn't back off when the cops told them to step back.
They were not complying either. Exactly.
There's a great Chris Rock video you should Google out there on what not to do when the cops pull you over. Tyreek Hill needs to watch that because he didn't do it. He did the exact opposite. I don't feel a bit sorry for him on that. And race had nothing to do with it. He was just being a jerk is what was happening. Coming up, we're going to talk more about this deal in the U.S. steel industry. Does it affect folks over here in Granite City? We're going to be back in just a minute.
Get more at 971talk.com.